This is program number LW2653. What in the world is it all about? I guess that's been the question of the ages. I'm talking about life. What in the world is life all about? Hi, this is Larry West. I like the way a man named Temple Bailey put it. He tells of a young mother who, and these are his words, who set her foot on the path of life. "Is the way long?" she asked. And her guide said, "Yes, and the way is hard. And you'll be old before you reach the end of it. But the end," he said, "will be better than the beginning." But the young mother was happy, and she would not believe that anything could be better than these years. So she played with her children and gathered flowers for them along the way and bathed them in the clear streams, and the sun shone on them, and life was good. And the young mother said, "Nothing will ever be lovelier than this." Then night came, and the storm and the path were dark. And the children shook with fear and cold. And the mother drew them close and covered them with her coat. And the children said, "Mother, we're not afraid. You are near, and we know no harm can come." And the mother said, "This is better than the brightness of the day, for I have taught my children courage." The morning came, and there was a hill far ahead, and the children climbed and grew weary, and the mother was weary. But at all times she said to the children, "A little patience, and we're there." So the children climbed, and when they reached the top, they said, "We couldn't have done it without you, Mother." The mother, when she lay down that night and looked up at the stars, said, "This is a better day than the last, for my children have learned fortitude in the face of hardness. Yesterday," she said, "I gave them courage. Today, I have given them strength." The next day, there came strange clouds which darkened the whole earth. Clouds of war and evil and hate. And the mother said, "Look up, lift your eyes to the light." And the children looked up and saw above the clouds an everlasting glory, and it guided them and brought them beyond the darkness. That night, the mother said, "This is the best day of all, for I have shown my children God." And as the days went on, the weeks went on, the years went on. The mother grew old, and she was little and bent, but her children were tall and strong, and they walked with courage. When the day was hard, they helped their mother. When the way was rough, they lifted her. And at last they came to a hill, and beyond the hill they could see a shining road and golden gates flung wide. The mother said, "I have reached the end of my journey, and now I know the end is better than the beginning. For my children can walk along, and their children after them." Then the children said, "You will always walk with us, even when you've gone through the gates." And they stood and watched her as she went on alone, and the gates closed behind her. And they said, "We cannot see, but she is still with us. A mother like ours is more than a memory. She is a living presence." Thanks, Temple Bailey. I think you've helped explain the meaning of our tears. You know, God is pictured in the Bible as a parent. It's Jesus who says, "I am with you always." You know, a God like ours is more than a memory. He is a living presence. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that I'd sure like to send to you. It's a new one. And really, it explains how God is a living presence. It's called, "For God So Loved You." In John chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son." The title of this course is, "For God So Loved You." Listen, God loves you more than He loves His own life. And that's why He came from heaven to this earth and climbed upon a cross to give meaning to our tears. "For God so loved you." It's free. It's a Bible study course designed for your own study of the Bible. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.